Welcome back to Star Wars Escape Pod and another episode of Lightspeed. Bringing you Star Wars news and headlines in under 15 minutes for those walks with the dog, those flights down from Calgary. And for the first time on a Lightspeed episode ever, we've got Bryce and Tyler in the Escape Pod. Say hello.
What up, guys?
Howdy.
Evening.
Howdy. Yeah, joining us for some Star Wars headlines and news. First up, we have the re-release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace coming out back in the theaters on May 3rd through May 5th, I believe it is. So, in commemoration of this event, the last time it was in theaters, we had the 3D release of The Phantom Menace. So we'll just take a quick listen to that trailer, which they did all those years ago.
The greatest saga of all time is coming to the big screen in spectacular 3D. Experience the wonder.
You refer to the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force.
The excitement.
You believe it's this boy?
The Force is unusually strong with him.
The adventure.
At last, we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last, we will have revenge.
Oh, my.
This February, experience Star Wars like never before.
Just hang on!
Wipe them out. All of them.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace 3D. Only on the big screen, February 10th, 2012.
Did you guys see Phantom Menace 3D?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, I did.
2012.
I think that was the first one where, actually, I think we dressed up for it, too. We dressed up as, like, clone troopers in Jedi robes. Kind of nice. Like the ones that Yoda
Clone
fights.
Wars style?
Yeah.
I wasn't able to attend that one with them for whatever reason, but I know we met up with them at the theater afterwards, and I guess there was nobody in the theater other than you guys or something like that.
There was a, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like packed. It's like, I mean, we were from a pretty small town.
But right.
Yeah. No, it was still like a blast to actually get to like dress up with your friends. Cause yeah. I think up until then, we were still like a bit young to like do that, even for Revenge of the Sith. So.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it again, right?
We got it. I mean, I regrettably never went to the 3D release. It was there. I was free to go. They had the 501st there. They had people dressed up. I was just so stubborn because I'd seen the movie a million times. Yeah. I was like, I don't need to see it in the theater again.
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point, now it's all like, okay, yeah, I'll go to this. So
it's a nostalgia thing.
Yeah, it's a nostalgia thing.
I'm going to dress up as Ben Quadraneros.
There you have it. Everyone attending the re-release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace will be granted a special inside look at Star Wars The Acolyte, which comes out on Disney Plus in 2 months. And that comes out after, you know, the credits, I would assume. They have a special look. So there's a new poster floating around out there for the re-release. However, they haven't released a new trailer. That's why we listened to the 3D trailer, because, you know, it's a bit more modern, but... there we go.
Maybe they'll edit some of the characters from The Acolyte into this cut.
Oh.
Tie it together.
Maybe.
Make a bunch of people angry again.
That's right. The Acolyte production team has revealed photos of Daphne Keene as her character on set with Entertainment Weekly. So anyone interested in that, Daphne Keene was the actress who played X-23 and Logan, and she plays the character of Jackie Lawn in The Acolyte, and there's some pretty awesome photos that I posted in our thread for The Acolyte in the Discord server. So anyone who has joined our Discord server will have seen those photos, or you can just look it up yourself on entertainmentweekly.com. WonderCon recently happened as well, March 29th through the 31st, down in California, I believe that was, and Hasbro had a panel there, and they revealed a bunch of cool stuff. Anyone collecting the Hasbro Black Series helmets? They're doing Moff Gideon's from Season 3 of The Mandalorian, so... Oh. That's going to be kind of cool. They also released Black Series figures from The Acolyte, the show, and a whole bunch more. So we got that as well. go and vote for StarWars.com on the Webby Awards. You can hear a bit more on the Star Wars website, but each year the Webbys is known as the internet's highest honor by the New York Times. Feature two awards per category, one chosen by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences, and one is chosen by fans called the People's Voice. And to win the People's Voice, we need your help, so says StarWars.com, and StarWars.com is friends, so, you know, spreading the word. Official Star Wars recipes, Star Wars Celebration Live, you know, for anyone who enjoyed live celebration on the internet, as well as the Headspace and Star Wars collaboration has been nominated in some video series and channels categories. So it's a good website. I mean, like, I'm coming back to StarWars.com all these years later, ever since like 2001, 2002, whatever it is. I mean, the website's been around since the 90s, but I mean, are you guys still going to StarWars.com?
I wasn't until I was looking up about the accolade when we were hanging out and just kind of like delving into it. And then, but it just like hit me with all this nostalgia kind of before Wiki was a thing. Like that's, you know, as a kid, where you go with the data bank or whatever to, to look up all the characters, right? Yeah, it's super cool.
I love going to StarWars.com. It brings me back. I remember playing so many of those web games. Yeah, so much
stuff. The little Clone Wars game where you play as Kit Fisto, like throwing
force balls, like
force
and
bubbles. Yeah.
You're like unlocking a memory that I have like
it's back there,
buried.
Yeah. Right? But it's precious.
It's precious memories. Yeah. Sweet. All right. So go vote for StarWars.com on the Webby Awards, and you can find out more at StarWars.com. Lego has recently revealed some new sets recently, a refreshed Sith Infiltrator from Episode 1, probably in relation to the re-release of the movie, as well as a small set from The Mandalorian called Grogu's Escape. And this set I'm really looking forward to because we get Ahmed Best as a minifigure as his Lego Jedi character. How cool is that?
That's super cool.
Super awesome. So I'm looking forward to for those sets to come out. Speaking of which, new 25-year anniversary for Lego Star Wars. Lego figs are included in some of the sets this summer, some of which have been revealed. One of them is Darth Malak. One of them is Fives. Darth Malak comes with the full big size R2-D2 kit coming in this, I think it's March this year, so that should already be out. Fives, the clone trooper Fives, the ARC trooper, comes out in the boarding the Tantive IV set. Saw Gerrera recently announced that comes out with the Sith Infiltrator. And rumored minifigures is a mystery. We got a possible young Leia coming out in a creature set in August, as well as a possible Cal Kestis in a Death Star set in August as well. So those have yet to be revealed, but you know, really cool prints on those figures. Anyone collecting Lego minifigures will really like those. So definitely watch for those. Let's see. Lego Star Wars 25 years short fan film competition. So anyone who's into stop motion, starting March 1st, we're inviting fans across the galaxy to the 25-second fan film festival where you can submit your own film, recreating your top Star Wars moments for forging new ones with the sets and minifigures you treasure. What story will you tell? The competition ends in 31 days, 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 15 seconds. So make sure you go to the Lego website and get more details on that.
The Lego short films that have been coming out recently, if you haven't seen Lego, it's not the stop motion of the past. Like, the stuff that people are making now is insane.
It's insane stuff. I couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah. My skill is not there.
Right. New books and comics, as usual. April 2nd, Star Wars Insider, The High Republic, Tales of Enlightenment. This is the last thing, I believe, from Phase 2 to come out. It's a collection of short stories. Star Wars Visions, I Am Your Mother, graphic novel comes out. So you guys like Star Wars Visions, the anime? Yeah?
I watched it, yeah. That one was the...
It was a Volume 2...
Is it the Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah, the Wallace and Gromit studio.
Aardman Studios, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they're doing a graphic novel based on that. April 3rd, Star Wars issue number 45 comes out. April 9th, The Living Force novel by Del Rey, written by John Jackson Miller, comes out. This is about 50 years prior, or just a little bit less than that maybe, but it's pre-Phantom Menace, and that is written by John Jackson Miller. That comes out April 9th. Star Wars Darth Vader Volume 8, Dark Droids, comes out pretty soon as well. And The Mandalorian Season 2 Part 2 trade paperback gets released. April 10th, Darth Vader number 45 as well as Thrawn Alliances issue number 4 and The High Republic issue number 6 by Kevin Scott gets released on April 10th. And April 16th, we got Bounty Hunters Volume 7. April 17th, Mace Windu issue number 3. On the 23rd, we get Star Wars The Omnibus hardcover and Dr. Aphra Volume 7. On the 24th, we got Darth Maul issue number 1 for Black, White, and Red. Jango Fett issue number 2 and High Republic Adventures number 5. And then on the 30th of April, we get The High Republic Shadows of Starlight written by Charles Soule. So that sums up the books and comics for the month. And we got two more things. Star Wars Unlimited launched and it's out there as of March. So do you guys play TCGs?
Magic.
Magic.
Maybe Star Wars will cross over with Magic at some point. They're crossing over with everyone else. There's Fallout. There's Jurassic Park. So, you know, it's only a matter of time.
So much
but,
stuff.
Yeah, but what about it?
So Star Wars Unlimited is an FFG TCG, and general overview is players build a 50-card deck with one leader card, like Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader or whatever, and one base card, like a command center or administrator tower or whatever. The object of the game is to gather resource cards, gain experience cards, and draw attack cards to deplete the number value of your opponent's base card. Meanwhile, tokens are used to upgrade the values of your cards. Spark of the Rebellion is the first set in the new trilogy of cards, of card games, which will eventually span the whole saga. But they're starting out with kind of like Star Wars Rebels Rogue One era and going on from there. Later this year, they will be releasing more content for the game, but booster packs are already out there floating around, and it is what it is. I probably won't be getting into this. I've kind of gone ham on Disney Lorcana, but, you know.
You can only get into so many of these, right, before you've mortgaged your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Amounts of debt.
Exactly.
I don't have a TCG in my wheelhouse yet, so maybe I'll throw this one into the loop.
Yes, yes. And now we can just have you buy everything and we get to play.
Yeah, exactly. And that is it for the most part for Star Wars news. We got some podcast news, though. We have a returning guest coming back on the show in about a month or so. Her name's Jessica Tompkins. She was on with us for an episode called The Legacy of Boba Fett, as well as in a series review for the Book of Boba Fett show. She also she's one of the volunteers that works for the Boba Fett fan club, and she was awesome to talk to. She's still hanging out in our Discord server, and she's recently edited a novel or a book, 240-something pages, called the
Zeitgeist,
thank you, of the Mandalorian. So so she's going to be talking about her book in a month or so. Look forward to that. So I've started reading the PDF already. No Bad Batch review next Monday to those hearing, or sorry, I guess it's this Monday, because this Lightspeed episode will drop instead of a Bad Batch review. So those of you confused why there's no Bad Batch after show, very sorry. It will be a day or two late. But in the meantime, please go back, enjoy our older episodes. There is 315 or more. You know, you can go back to the beginning of time and check out those earlier ones, scroll back, you know, do some Clone Wars, whatever. We got so much good stuff out there. And it would be a shame for it to all go to waste. So make sure you scroll back and check out some of those older episodes. Subscribe on YouTube, and links are down in the description below. Upcoming episodes for the podcast include a What Happened on Asajj Ventress now that she's back in Season 3 of The Bad Batch. And of course, we have after shows for The Bad Batch remaining for Season 3 for the next couple weeks. April 14th at 3 p.m. PST, we have Republic Commando on a binge stream on Yoshiman222's Twitch channel, which is my friend Luke. So he's a big streamer, and I've been bugging him for years to play Republic Commando. So here we are. I've finally got him to do it, and I will be hanging out in the stream, chatting with him.
I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yeah, man.
Awesome. All right. Tyler, you going to be there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch him on Republic Commando.
Nice.
It's like a throwback.
Yeah, Blake is here. Blake, you're gonna yell. You're gonna be there.
Good luck with the super battle droids.
Good luck with the super battle droids. All right.
Yeah, man.
April 14th is gonna be a party. April 14th at 3 p.m. Link is in the description below. Our socials and Discord handles are at SWScape Podcast. And if you don't hear from us, we're probably dead. Share the show. Rate. We love those 5 stars. Share the show with your friends. You know, we love that too. May the Force be with you guys. We'll see you in the next episode of Star Wars Escape Pod or Lightspeed. May the force be with you, Tyler, Bryce, Blake.
Keep flying.